for the United States to basically be in the position of saying that it's willing to come to the table and talk without those preconditions on North Korea means that negotiations much more likely. The prior situation, less so if it meant that they had to give that up as part of the precondition to come to the table. At this point, the United States is saying, come and we'll talk from there.
He also mentioned that North Korea must show restraint. Quote, it's going to be tough to talk if in the middle of our talks, North Korea decides to test another device. So we continue to indicate to them that we need a period of quiet. You need to tell us you want to talk. North Korea has indicated it's not interested in talking, is it?
North Korea has held off on some of its testing up until the November 29th test. There had been almost a 75-day hiatus, and so Washington is signaling that it wants to see a similar type of pause in missile and nuclear activity to show seriousness to get to the table to negotiate.
Tillerson disclosed that the U.S. has been in discussions with China about how to secure North Korea's nuclear weapons in the event the government collapses.
Well, I think what he's trying to do is signal a few things. He's saying that there's muscle behind the diplomacy. So he reiterated that the U.S. has military capabilities. He noted that there is the opportunity to step up sanctions even further, and he noted that there's been this conversation with China over the nuclear stockpile issue, and that the U.S., if it went forward, would then go back beyond the 38th parallel into South Korean territory to provide China some sort of security assurance. And all of that is designed to signal to North Korea that the U.S. is dealing with a portfolio of options, but it appears that negotiation now is certainly at the fore and a more realistic thing to be talking about today.
With regard to a dialogue without precondition, do you think President Trump backs that view?
I wouldn't be the person to answer that. Secretary Tillerson and President Trump are the only two people who know that answer, but one would assume with such a public address that Secretary Tillerson was going out and making an advance for negotiation, and one would assume that's coordinated with the White House.